יש לו ממון הרבה בטובוסה, excuse me, יש לו ממון מרבה בטובוסה כפי הממון. If you have a lot of money, take care of your wife. I was at a Shabbat Brothers last Friday night, where one of the guys made a pun. He says, everyone talks about Shalom Bayit. I like talking about Eretz Yisrael. Shalom Bayit. I like that for a joke. Not bad. Well, Shalom Bayit. Whatever she wants, Bayit. Okay. Ah, you get it so fast. Veloyatil aleha ema yisera v'yedibura v'anachas lo ya'otze v'lo ragzim. A rogez. I've spoken about this many times in the Shmuzim. That says that the man's not allowed to be sad or angry. It doesn't mean to be angry at her. Can't be angry, period. Can't be sad, period. Because the woman counts on her husband to be the emotional rock, as they call it today in America. He has to be stable. And I mentioned to you once before that the woman's not required to be this way. The woman has, for various reasons, can have mood shifts and swings. You know, the Chazal talk about, the Pasuk talks about Huka Chosun, that the Chosun is like the sun. The sun is Yatziv, and it's always with the woman, they say, Shemi the Levana, like the moon. You know, the moon has its cycles, and its moon cycles, that's where the word menstrual cycle comes from. And the different moods, it's just a reality. It's just the way it is. It's not true that a woman can't be Yatziv. She's allowed to be Yatziv. The Gemara has a Mefurish Baba Metzia, that be careful, don't say anything bad to your wife, because dimasa matsuya and asa krova, that she can let the tears more readily. She's more emotional. The husband, on the other hand, is not supposed to be sad, even if he thinks he's sad. And I tell people, if you had a bad day, all right, you want to do what you want in your office on the way home, whatever it is. When you come to the door, hi, honey, always with a smile, no matter what happened to the office. Why is she the chulipish? Why was she stopped? Because your boss yells at you. What's going wrong in the office? Why is it her fault? That's what the Rambam is saying. Lo ye'otzev l'rog. You can't be angry. Not you can't be angry at her. If you're angry at somebody else, it also hurts her. What are you angry at? What are you blowing off so much steam? This is important, Rambam. This is for us. But there's another half to the Rambam. Rabbi Osan. V'cheitzivu l'chachamim al isha shtei mechabedes es bala v'yosem midai. The year lo aleha mora. Whoa. Betasa called Maseo Alpiv. The year Beinekum Osaro Melech. Malechus Betamas Libel Merachekas called Mashiach. Zeo Derek Menos Yisrael Bnei Yisrael Lakadosh and Matur Mizivugan. Uvidrachem Eli Yeshuva Noah Beshuvach. Now, how far does this go? I want to talk about this first line. Now, these two words of Kavod and Mora we know very well from what context they're both saying. What mitzvah is Kavod and Mora? We just mentioned the mitzvah before, a minute ago. Horim, right? This one with the Yerushalmi? That's a special. So, there is an opinion, and I have to be honest with you, that I also thought this way for quite a while. There's an obligation of Kavod HaBaal and I have this beautiful sefer called the Mishnah Saksuba. He talks about this, and this is in volume 2 in Simon Chavdal. If you want to look it up later on, feel free. I'll leave it for you if you'd like, but just don't lose it. This is the library. I can't afford to Weisstrom's one thing. He talks here about the possibility that there's a mitzvah of Kibud HaBaal or Bora HaBaal. See the Chacham is sounding like it's a Dinderabonon. A Dinderabonon, okay. Dinderabonon, how is that so bad? I mean, not so strong, I should say. Then he wants to say, no, it's more than a Dinderabonon. If you look at the Magad Mishnah, watch this. The Magad Mishnah says it explains these halachas. Okay, so. If I'm a son of the base, however, it's Ishtu Gagufa, Machalios Gagufa. All of our cousins have only adopted Yisholm Alev of the fact of Fakarta and Avecha Vlo Sechta. Okay? And Yemi Yisera is a more famous one given the first parable. It's a long given. Siddhukha Malisha, Perakam and the Kiddushin, Amru, Sha'ata v'imcha chayovim v'chvor avicha, the famous Gemara. Your father asks you for water and your mother asks you for water. Give it to your father because you and your mother are chayav before she Gemara. Kvor Abal. U'verakam and the Megill, look at this one. V'hagodah, Yisqiru, the army inchi, you know what it's based upon? Famous pasuk. Leos Kolish Sora Beveso Ubedavak Lashonamo. But who said that? Anshe Knesset Gola said it. Achashverosh said it. That's the source. That's the source. There's a whole tumult, you know. He let a younger girl marry before an older one. Because Lavan Avinu said, Leos Chayim Amen, let's see if they have a chiyah. What? Lavan Avinu, we have learned from him. Achashverosh. But that's what it says in the Svarim. Now, I'm wondering if the, keep this in mind, this Rambam, but the first Yeshua Shulchan Aruch, I wonder if we're going to be able to have this one. If we will be fortunate. Let's see. I hope that you'll be lucky. Ooh, I'm not lucky. I'm going to go to Machzik Bracha. See, the Birkei Yosef they had by the Chidah. He also had the Machzik Bracha. And unfortunately, it's not there. So, but maybe, I'm just going to look at Birkei Yosef anyway, because some of the Machzik Bracha is in, oh, we have Shiure Bracha, but not Machzik Bracha, unfortunately. But maybe we'll find it anyway, if we'll be lucky. If we'll be lucky. Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach. Oh. Ish en etzricha aseva. Okay. Whole discussion. It's unfortunately not here. It's only in the Machzik Bracha and not in the Birkei Yosef. I thought I might find it. Then the Machzik Bracha says the idea of kibud aval is a din d'oraisa. Yeah. And he uses this to explain the Gemara we saw, as we saw in Kiddush Laman Aleph, Ata v'imcha chayav v'chvod abicha. And then he wants to know, how can it be, Rabbi Osai? We have a mitzvah say d'oraisa, Rabbi Osai, of kibud aval. Nonetheless, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Kiddushin, the famous Gemara, you all know this Gemara, should know, it's from Chumash and Rashi, Rashi quotes it. Maybe we should see it in Chumash and Rashi better. If we see it in Chumash Tanakh, Vayikra, yes. Okay, what does it say? Ish, Imo, V'Aviv, Tiro, fine, links. We have Rashi, will there be super commentaries on Rashi over here? Probably not. I don't see the Mizrahi, I don't see the Gurarie. Too bad. Unless we get a super, maybe we'll be from Rashi. Rashi quotes over here famously on the Pasuk of Ish. What do you mean Ish? And the other Ish, Ish Aminayim, Tiro, Gemshnayim. What's Ish? Ish Sipek Biyot Lassos, Abel Ish Rishus Acherim Oleo. Famous Gemara. And what is this? This hay may stand for something? Is maybe something? A yeah. Super commentary?
Yeah.
That's the type of maybe we'll be lucky. Hey. Sipsi Chachamim. No. Let's go back where we came from. Rashi. There are no links on Rashi, are there? Okay, so I can't show it to you from the story I wanted to show it to you. The Mizrahi is the obvious kasha. Take a look at Masechta Kiddushin and see how you define these specific mitzvahs. And it's extraordinarily relevant for our discussion. Masechta Kiddushin, Rabbi Osai, on the Laman Aleph and Beis, we are taught exactly what it means Kibud and Mora, it's Kipshuta. What does it say? Tana Rabban, Ezel Mora, Ezel Kibud. Mora, Loya, Omer, Bemkoma, Loyosh, Bemkoma. Losos, Mr. Mora, Lobachria. kibud, machel umashka, malbush umachasa, matnas umotzi. Who would be so far? Frank the Mizrahi, I understand very well that a married woman is unable to fulfill kibud. Why? She's supposed to take care of her husband. But Mora, she won't stand in his place, she won't sit in his place, she won't contradict his words, she won't say that his words are correct. She's 1,000 miles away. Should be even easier to fulfill Mora when she's married than when she's single. You know the answer to Rambam's Midrash? Unbelievable. If ain't no inyan in the Mora, today we know the kibbutz. In other words, we have a concept of ain't no inyan. If you can't say it on where it's originally found, you transpose it to something else. So the Mizrahi says, what happens to Lashon over here? I have a mimer about this in the Beis Yitzchak, about this, about Kibbutz Ava'ein. Perhaps I bought the Mizrahi verbatim, perhaps. Let's see. It's over here. An Ein Yawinyan Lamar Tenyan Lekibut, and she is unable to feed him. That's what's covered. Machalu Mashi. She can't actually feed her father. She's busy taking care of her husband. She's not with her father. Okay? It's interesting. This idea of the Mizrahi is already alluded to in the Marsha. Watch this. Lama number base. Here's the Gemara. The Rashi quoted. Ish. Eli ish ish minach shu omer ti rorek at shnayim. Matam ish ish tibulasas elim tibulasas. Ish ish achayim ala. Rashi quoted number four ish the Gemara. Let's see Tarsus. Shish shus achayim aleho. Af al gav the mas yodeh lebala madrabona bi alma. Let me shus achayim aleho. She doesn't to take care of the wool. Very nice. Are the links on places too? Just come on. Talmud, okay. Close a window. That's a close of windows. How do you close windows?
Press okay.
I can close all the windows by pressing on the X button?
Yeah.
Free for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. On both sides. Where are we now? Okay. You let me open the window?
Yeah.
So I'm over here. It was over here. I want to have links. I want to do my show. My show comments on this. My show, Chidushe, Halachas, I hope. Yeah. Masi Adel or Shayachok Agabe Mora, Agabe Kibbutz, Kiddle Kamon. But I am Reserve Baraam. What's the Ram? Who's the Ram? Who's the Ram? It's not the Uraim, Rebbez and Mimitz. Jabalio Mizrahi. He's quoting the Mizrahi. The Mashal is like the Mizrahi. Tosim is like the Mizrahi as well. Wow. Take a look at both saying Tosim is the Shon and Rabbi Yanamasa. Subis lama test on the base. Lama test on an hour. Right here. We like to see things in our own self. Lama test on an hour. Can I have close to show it? Not printed? Yeah, I think it's printed. Home and his suin, motzian, rishus, ab. Pierce with countries, the Alpina may have forest the door. Okay? Rima forest, the end, it's a little bit in brackets. And it says in the side, Toast to Shalom Xaviat. The Nisuan Motzim Mishus Ab in the Darshina, Ish Imo Bamav Tiro, Ish Sipik Bechule, Ish Sipi Yogi saw before, Lassos, below the hero. The mas yodel in a labal minatoro. So Rav Ozai, do you all have toasted rush in the back? I'm looking at you, most of you have the fancy gemaras. You have it on your computer. So everyone has to look at the back. Toasted rush. Every gemara had it. All these new gemaras have what they call toasted rush. Let's read the toasted rush, lamentesim and aleph. Rush. Lama Tesla. Paul and his student, Masim Mishusav. Okay? Let's read together. Pirish, halfway down. It's page Chav Beis, column 1. Halfway out of the pack of hole. Shetzricha Lama Rizbala. Ava the Mishandis says, Ovedis Labala. The Amy Yacholo Lassus Old Masya Deliovia. Finish. She's busy serving her husband. She can't do it anymore. Now, the Rush will agree that Masya Deo is a Labala, is a Dinde Rabbanon. The Rush himself said so. And the Tosfos of Rush, back on Aflamen Amud Beis. This is exactly the same as our Tosfos said. Tosfos of Rush and Aflamen Amud Beis. Oh, and Kiddushin, not in Tzumas. Says explicitly that same as our Tosis. So Alvedis and Zbala must mean the Malacha Sam Yuchonas that the woman does for her husband over and above Masya Deotri Avodas Tzemer. And the question becomes Avodas Tzemer and the prophet, that's the Rabbana. But the Malacha that she has to do for her husband, that's Adin Dar Aisa. This prevents her from making Tzemer. That her husband should have the revach from her tzemer, because when she was single, the husband, the father presumably got that. The father could no longer get it because she was busy taking care of her husband. That's what the Gemara means. Munisuin motziyin b'shus av, monetary matters. It's based on the pasuk of ish imo v'ovim tiro. That's what Tosfos means, I think, as well. Eina metzuya salavia elay tzalbayla. What does it mean? She has to serve her husband. Rav Ozai. Let me tell you, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe. Watch this. Kligos Moshe. The very first volume, the first one. Rav Chaim Chelagal. Look at this. Yish v'yisha sheim in medinas chalukos asher kol medina yesh lo menhagim chalukim nega medina acheres l'hachmer l'hakol, and they got married in New York. Sheh menhagim adayin chalukim b'din shnei badim b'yirachas. Eich yisnagu im yishor kol lecha b'minig medinoso o sheyesh shneim shalom l'hachmer k'tchum b'shnei ha-medinas o yisha tzrichu l'snag k'minig ha-baal o ha-baal k'minig ha-yisha. He starts off with all kinds of possibilities. This is written in 1955. Hey. Hanochon, the Isha, Tzrichon, the Snai, Keminig Abal, Ben the Chulu, Ben the Kumra, Ben the Kumra, the Minig Amokom, Beholach, the Mokom, the Mokom, Shedat, the Lachs, the Koma, Rishon, Noah, Keminig Amokom, Shebol, the Shah, Ben the Chulu, Ben the Kumra, Ben Yore Deya, the Gemara the Chulin, the Gemara Psachim, whole discussion. The Hine, it's the most important paragraph of all. Let's read it together, and it's so obvious, but in today's world, nothing is obvious anymore. Each shall yachan isuel shenachshavas b'chol mokom dichnisal rishus abal hu mishum shemekom alios etal abal vidoraisa shezel ikar hanisuin shenimstro abal lios bebeso k'suvas tafem ches hu mitam the din nisua hu shetia bebes abal hu vidoraisa. That's the k'suvas tafem ches, the whole mission about she comes into the house of her husband. Let's take a look. K'suvas tafem ches. Moshe tells us to look there. We should at least look. Subas Memches doesn't tell you what it means exactly. Le'ol of the Mishnah. Le'ol of the Rishus Av Ashati Kones Lishus Abal. It means the Mishnah on that Memches going over to Amud Beis. Right? It's a whole discussion. She has to come into the house of her husband. That's the whole essence of Nisuin. Okay? Watch this. Kiddushin Aflamet, Isha Ein Sipa B'yod L'Kayim Mitzvahs Kibud Aveim. Why? Rishus Acherim Oleho. Shalachor Tamua Tuma. Hashibud malacha the ishul balu rak b'drabanan. Tosis discussion. Look at Tosis shank subas lamites. What they say? Drabanan. So achlama mishum the avshim in that Torah let the shibud malacha la isha to do wool. Mikomakom ika din al isha shetiyam etzel bala. So ika nisuin. Can ain't see if you got a lelech etzel avia lachilu lashkol. So lachas is called inon ekavod. Can't do it. It says in Yeredeya, the key word is here. This is the most important word of the whole shiur. Mishubedes. Doesn't say covenant, doesn't say mora. It's mishubedes. Keep this in mind. Tzorach lefarish, shene kavanah de mishubedes lemalacha. Tach bedaraisa is the ptura. And then mishubedes lebala lios bebeso, koloshen akra. V'im beis isha nadara. Pasuk chumash. Uvigerish nema mishucha mibeso. Upash Vikurim Kori also the base echo. Give them Zion. He tricha the also base of the Baal. Chebanisu and Enocho Lokas Mimoko Lamokum Golomize. What Dala Shalom Lachzo Bechreach? Shenichola half Lachzo Bosch. Can't just get out of a marriage. The Machshava Biamash Lachzo Lachzo Vidinia Mokum Shabola Sham, Koshka Vision is the Shubamasa Shame Biota Lachzo Sheshla Dios, Dinamoka Shalom Sham. Hey, yes, you look at Menhoga Bain and Bain's Via Base Bala. Yes, the dinner committed by Zbalab and the Kulab and the Chumah. Period. Maybe we'll discuss a little bit more in detail at the end of this next Marvel cover sheet. We might want to come back to this. It's very important details. Lighting candles, this is complicated. There are other questions of this, which maybe it's this. This is Ramosha. This has been a basic point. I think I told you once before this year. Maybe I told you last year. That's why, in my opinion, we have to insist on the Minig America, which goes back to other before America, that a woman assume the surname of her husband. The surnames are not a musig with the rice, no such thing. But she keeps her own name, which she says, what does it really mean? To symbolize something. She's not entering into her husband's home. You know, there's Rachel Cohen and Chaim Levy. What is this all about? I told you that once. The my shul we can't, we don't allow that. I don't allow it. If you want to list on our membership list as Rachel Cohen and Chaim Levy, I won't allow it. I will not allow it.
Pitch. What about the
highest names? Oh, no problem. She's Rachel, so we have that's all our membership was closed. Last name, husband's name, wife's name. So we'll say Levy, Chayim, Rachel Cohen. No problem with that. Well, I'm a liberal. In some schools they would not let either. I'm a liberal. I allow that. No problem. But they're two different family names? No. It's one family. That's the whole point of marriage. It is one family. Finished. That's the whole idea, I'm both saying. That's the whole idea. No. So when the Rosh says that Ovedes is Baal, we saw ourselves in the Tosfos HaRosh, it means presumably the household chores. She has to be home to do the household chores. Not to how liberal I am. I'm more liberal even than that. In my opinion, we can be much more liberal in the woman not being home as much as it used to be. Because it used to be in the old days, he comes home, she's not there. Come out. What's he going to do? They have a hapless husband. He doesn't know how to cook, put up a cup of tea. Whatever he needs, nothing. He needs her. Today is no problem. Why? She has a cell phone. She doesn't have to be in the house. It's a cell phone. So you ask him, you call me when you're leaving the office. And I'll make sure to be home in time for you. Shalom on Yisrael. So if a father lives within cell phone range, and she can go take care of her father and even be at his beck and call, just calls in a cell phone. In my humble opinion, that she's actually the kind of name. Maybe she's chayim to keep it avein. Maybe she's married. Now, of course, Rabosai, when it is hard to live in the city of her parents, not near his parents, the whole discussion of where they have to live. We'll get to that later. That's an interesting halachic question, where they have to live. I'm not kidding around. Today we make a joke about it, but it's discussed in post in a great length. That's the last time I'm on the next sheet. Okay? To the contrary, if I'm right, Rabbi Osai, if they live near her parents, she is chayav kibud avein, and he's pukim. I'm being a radical egalitarian over here. It says in the Gemara, it's in Isha Nisha, and I'm saying no. It's just in the olden days, how'd they make a living on the homestead? Whose homestead? His homestead. So they always lived near him, near his parents. So Mamela, the Torah is describing the Ptur that she has, she's not living near her parents. If I care. That's what I thought. Oh. This idea, Rabbi Osai, The Taisus in Gittin. We saw that the Rav Moshe referred to the Taisus. Let's see it inside. Let's see it inside. This way. Take all Taisus. Gittin. This is what Rav Moshe referred to. Even when it wasn't mandatory. You have a kiddush in the same idea. Because the Rachmana Maaseh De'Aleviyah, the commits the Minei, Afagav the Midoraisa, Einu Chai from Zonos Bito. The Urcha the Milsu is Shuzonosa. This is that famous line of Tosis where they say that the Torah is describing what is customary, even though it's not mandatory. We're going to come back to haunt us. We spoke about this already a long time ago. We'll get to a discussion of obligation to support children, right? When we talk about the case of Eved Ivri, yes, support the wife and kids. Does that mean it's mandatory? Is it the right based upon that? We spoke about it a while ago, so we'll come back later, long time later, when we get to covering the hair. It's another important subject in the Sefer Ksuvos. Is that really the right? Or it's just descriptive? We'll come to that later on. It's interesting, Rav Osai. I'm quoting to you from Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlo in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadri Gom. Afal gav de mashkachas lo shebala eno makbet aleho. Mikoma gom keva de urcha de milso she'ena matzuya et alaviya kosa rachmona ish. Comes according to this svara, only time that she's potter from kibbut aveim is in a situation if her husband insists on his husband's rights, but if otherwise she'd be chayav. The shach seems to say so in Yeridaya. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos writes, quote, Hoysa habas nesua leish lo yochel olea mechomas hakomet ala masha ershlo lasoso in malachot shiicha yavis min adin lasos labala kemoshin is barbek subis. It's not fairish in recent Achronim. He lived 100 years ago. Going back to the Shach, who lived in the 1600s, going back to the Rambam, who lived in the 1100s. Both say the same thing. It's interesting on both sides. I saw in the Encyclopedia Talmudis a whole piece Chelik Chavav about this, and he has in the footnote, look at the footnote 704, has the machlokes between two Tosfos. He says according to Tosfos and Kiddushin, if they happen to be near the home of her parents, so she's chayav and kibbutz aveim, because she's near them. According to Tosfos Yishonim that we just saw over here on the Flamites of an Aleph, what does Tosfos Yishonim say in Flamites of an Aleph? Read it again one more time. It's right in front of us. What does it say? It says Yisu motzi mishus av idashin ish ima tiro. Okay. So he says, according to Tosfos Yishonim, he claims that what? That she's Meshubetes Labailo. And in Europe, they often lived near her parents. It was very common. Well, I'm suggesting now that it's as follows. We mentioned before, the Tosfos Rosh in Kiddushin holds like Tosfos. And the Ksuva says, Ovedus Labaila, get an impression against the encyclopedia, you're on two separate sheets. Even according to the Tosfos in Kiddushin, she's not Matsuya Etzal Ha'av because she has to take care of her husband. As the Hamak says in the Laman Alpha Vex. Okay? Even if it's in the same city. Yes, I told you with cell phones a little bit different. But if she's busy taking care of her husband, she's busy taking care of her husband. And every detail changes. The husband cannot ask from her, his wife what's not known. Even if it's in the Rambam. I gave this, so I read you, didn't I read you this before? I read you this last week. I discovered this and I had this in my mind, I forgot all about it. You can't ask your wife to wash your feet anymore. And I quoted that Rambam, that's on the next Rambam Kamashi, that you can't leave your house more than once or twice a month. And they went to Rabbi Yashiv, and he started yelling at the guy. That's here, this is the same Rambam. Oh, but it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. We said there's a Gemara Masechta Kiddushin, is also a Rashi. The Rashi, Rabbi Osai, is not where you would expect to find it, the Suga Daf Lamed, where we came from, but rather, it's a little few dapim later. It's tucked away Rashi, you'll never even notice it. People don't notice this Rashi, it's tucked away. What daf is it on? Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. The same Gemara appears, but no one looks there. Rashi says, Sipik Biyadol Asos, L'chabed es aviv. You know why? She'ein emas acherim olav. That's a scary Rashi. Use the word ema, which means scared. What she's saying, what Rashi seems to be saying, is emas bala oleho. Oh my goodness. Rashi had a grandson. Rashi had a grandson. His name was Rashbam. Alright? Let's see if you have Rashbams. Is that Rashbam? Rashbam, Arve Psochem. That's exactly where we are, Arve Psochem. That's what we want, Arve Psochem. That Kuf Chesem and Aleph. That's where the Gemara has this discussion. Emas Baal, we'll see soon. A woman is Ptura Men HaSeva. Isha and Tzrich HaSeva. Ne'em, ne'em. What happened?
What?
Ne'emas Baal, Ukfufolo. This is the opinion of the Rashbam, echoing his grandfather Rashi. The Shulchan is a different shot. Lav Darkayel the Nashi the Mizra. Even a single woman, she just the woman didn't recline in that kind of a fashion. Okay, amazing. So the question becomes: Isha Chashuva requires a seva. So the Bach has the kasha, Rabbi Osai. I want to show you the Bach inside. He has a kasha, an interesting kasha. And we'll see, I'm not going to finish it today, but we're on the way. So tomorrow will be a bigger crowd. We'll get to the interesting part of the shiur. This is all the basics. You're going to be ahead of the game. But we'll share this amazing Bach.
The two
times
the same rush,
okay.
Two times the same, we're not arguing then?
I'm suggesting there's no real Mach
Lakes.
I'm trying to. We'll count them. We're trying to all fundamentally saying the same thing. I just want to show you this first. The Bach in Orach Chaim, Siman Tov Ayin Beis, is discussing the question of Haseva. Skip to Isha. Okay, fine. The Pirush Rashbam Kasha, Daf Isha Chashuva Tzorach Chetiyah Le'emas Bala. Ho ho, ho ho. A new obligation. A woman is required to have fear of a husband. Rabbi Osai, you hear the tone of my voice. This is not going to stand for the next 10 minutes. But oh, the Emas Bala Vada Eino Kol Kach Emas Abal Abayin. Oh, then he concedes that the Emo what's going on over here? So the Shultz is right. And the Talmidim Begiel Pirush Rashbam. Ah! The old trick. You don't like it, you say it's a mistake. The Talmidim put it in. Come on, the Talmidim put it in. Ah, come on. Not true. Can't be. It can't be. Rabbosai, here's the yourself. So, there in Pesachim, or not Sugya, is a famous then that Noshim Shalonu Kulon Chashuvus. That's what's quoted. It's Halacha L'maisa. Here it is. Shalonu Kulon Chashuvus. Now what does that mean? What does it mean, Shalonu Kulon Chashuvus? What does it mean? I'm asking, what does it mean? Whoever's married, you know the answer. Here it is, the Rokeach. The Rokeach talks about it. What does it mean? What does it mean? Here we go. It's Pesach. Reish Pei Gimel. Isha Chashuva, it tells what it means. She'ein ha'bal makbid oleho tzricha ha'sev. So writes the Rokeach. So let me tell you one thing. Nowadays, for those who are not married, you should learn the lesson right now. No husbands are makbid on their wives, chalila, in this fashion. To put ema. We saw before in the Rambam that there shouldn't be ema yaseira that we saw back on the Rambam. We spoke about it. Lo yata lo la ema yaseira. Not allowed to do that. Implication is a little bit of ema may not be so bad. But in today's world, forget it. Ema won't go the same as washing your feet won't go. It just won't go. It won't go. It won't go. And I saw the Achronim say, Chas v'shalom like the Bach, that he means it's an obligation of ema. No. It's a metzias of ema. It was a metzias of Eva Bismana Gemara, and therefore for her to recline would be not only inappropriate, but it wouldn't accomplish anything. There's no derech eris, as opposed to Bismana Zer. Rabbosai, there's no source anywhere that there has to be a concept of Emas Habal as such. Yes, let's be honest, full transparency, we don't hide things here, Rabbosai. There's a Yerushalmi, in our Masechta. Perek Aleph. We can find it. Okay, should be here. Here it is. Should be told she yoda she emas bala oleho. On the grass, b'chamacha, and so for the boil may istrat tius. So she's an usa. Emas habal means shun chashon b'mizani. That's as far. Yeah, that emas habal we have to. She has to have. As long as the emas of kodesh baruch, even emas habal. That's where this is a level of mandatory emas habal to be faithful to him. We believe in monogamous relationships. That's monogamous, the other way around. Monandrous relationships. Only have one husband. And not another man in her life. That, yes. But there should be additional obligatory ema. In my opinion, there's no such thing. Therefore, Rabbosai, it's arguable that Bizman Hazeh, a woman should be chayev in kibud av ha'eim when she's married, much more than heretofore. Just as we learned with respect to Aseba, Noshim Shalanu Akulon Chashivos, as the Mordechai said, and they would be potentially obligated in a sefer, except for the Rav Yod, the Klamis Manazet. And I want to take strong exception to a sefer that I believe in tremendously, but I have to take exception. A sefer called the Divrei Sofer and Hilchos Avelos, Rabbi Yabrov from Yerushalayim. Meyudik a sefer. But he has a Chiddush Nifla that he says that, Nebuch, I'm going to a Levayah, that's what I'm saying to you earlier. So the woman is part of my shul, and she's a married woman, lost her mother. So I got a call last night. So the husband asked me, what the halacha? I said, you know, she's this, like a regular owner. This rabbi, Rabbi Yabra, suggests the Chiddush Neira. A married woman should not have the doors of Anina supplied to him. Why? Rishus Acher Malah. She's not Chayim and Kibud Aveim, and then her mother died, she has to take care of her husband. To which I scream from the rooftops, what? A man should say to his wife, sorry, dear, you can't take care of the needs of your late mother who just died 2 hours ago. You have to take care of me and cup me a cup of tea. And what, are you crazy? How could that possibly be true? I'm 100% against that psalm. Even though the sefer, I love the sefer. And I want to read you from another sefer that I love, the Dvar Shmuel, by the Rav from Yerushalayim, the president of the yeshiva and who lived a generation or two ago. And I'm going to read a quote, Kufkas will end with this quote, and we'll try to pick up tomorrow a few more things of this nature, and then we'll come back to some of the less interesting things that the Sefer says. Ha de emas bala, enu mitzad hilchos kibu demora, da zeiga kabachom mi ben, elashu mitzius, de bepoel emas bala lishto bekfufolo, u mitzad ze, ein hasibas a derecheres, it won't help. Ve ish shachashuma de leka olek peda, ובמילא אין לו אימו בדבר זה, ולפיך חייבס לעשה, ובטורת קוצ'ר סבח. So therefore nowadays, with cool and chashuva, as the Ramadan says, there's no אימו סבח in the Metzius. And a husband who wants to put an אימו on Ishto, now as then, not allowed to do it. So therefore she's chayev and kibud of her aim, unless the kibud will prevent her from her fulfilling her present day obligations to a husband, which do not include washing his feet, and do not include standing around all day waiting to come home when she has a cell phone. Things change, Rebosa. Things change. If you have a chance, Rebosa, between now and tomorrow Shir, tomorrow should be regular time, Mr. Shem. Look at the Gerarie, the Maharal Miprag, on that Rashi, Kadosh, and Perek Yutes Pasuk Gimel. Give a look in that Gerarie. Give a look perhaps in the Ramban in Aseret HaDibros on the Pasuk of Kabbalah Sevicha Vesimecha. If you look there in those two sources, that'll be the beginning of tomorrow's Shir. And tomorrow's Shir, sort of the first major part of the Shir, probably most of the Shir, we'll be discussing this tension between Kibud Av V'Eim and Tvod HaBaal, which is inherent in the Drosh and Chazal of Ish Imu Bav Tiro, which we learned about today. Okay.